Welcome back, bienvenidos y bienvenidas a Podcast Cultura. So, in this section, we want to talk about la gente y los lugares. We already, you know, the podcast have said how important is people, el pueblo, in our countries. We won't be able to talk about every single Spanish-speaking country, but we're going to share, you know, with Abraham, Cristina, Natalia, and Johnny about their own country. Let's see. In El Salvador, I'm going to start so you can share your experiences, anything about your country. So in El Salvador, we have a population of mestizos, this mix of Spanish with indigenous people. We also have Afro-Salvadorians, and we have also descendants, Europeans, mainly from Spain, a few German, and that's the people that or the population in El Salvador. Now, El Salvador is very small. Tasmania is bigger than El Salvador. And so it is called the little thumb, el pulgarcito. And you can probably, in 5 hours, go from one point to another one. However, because of traffic, it will take you longer than that. Plus, they have rinconcitos, little corners, beautiful spaces full of flora, fauna, and playas. My friends would like to go to El Salvador because there's a lot of nature and it's a lot of hiking and walks and swimming. So one day I will take them. So share your country and the people around you. Who would like to start?
I guess I continue, Glenda, because Mexico and El Salvador, they share some cultural aspects. Mexico as well is a very cultural diverse country with a lot of indigenous native communities, but also with this big influence of the Spanish colonial history we have. So we have that mestizos, the same than in El Salvador. We have the indigenous and we have this really mixed culture, people, and the influence of the U.S. So a lot of Mexicans who live in the U.S. to come back to Mexico, a lot of Americans, so people from the U.S. that come to Mexico. So we have a very diverse, constitution of people living in Mexico.
In the case of Peru, we have a huge variety of the población, apart from indigenous people that lived already there when we were conquered by Spanish. We have also a huge influence of European communities and Chinese and Japanese population.
In the case of Colombia, I think that it is also similar because of colonization. We have a lot of Spanish influence, but we have a very culturally varied communities. So we have different indigenous communities. Actually, Colombia, although Spanish is the official language, Colombia has more than 60 indigenous languages, right? Yeah. That we're trying to recognize and acknowledge. And right now, there have been some works or some movements trying to acknowledge those languages, like in schools and in universities. In terms of spaces, because you talked about how varied is your landscape, Colombia is a very, very biodiverse country. So we have deserts, we have mountains, we have snow, we have beaches. We are like 45 million people in the country. But each region is very unique with their climate, with their landscape, with their food, and everything is a really beautiful place if you want to enjoy all the kinds of, you know, biodiversity. And is one of the most biodiverse in terms of plants, flora and fauna in the world.
Right. You talk about weather. Do you have the four seasons in your country? Because in El Salvador is the dry and the wet. So we don't have the four seasons. What about back in your country?
In Colombia, we talk about summer and winter, but in reality, it's the same temperature along the year. And it's just that sometimes it's really hot and sometimes it rains. So it's based on the rain, right? However, due to climate change, it's getting hotter and hotter. Our city, Medellin, used to be called the city of the eternal spring. It was perfect weather. It was around 22 degrees all year long, with some rainy seasons, but today is getting higher and higher.
In Peru, we also have a huge variety of landscapes and weathers due to the Cordillera de los Andes. So in the coastal cities, it's usually either summer or a mild winter. In the mountains, it does get quite cold. And in the Amazonas, it's basically very warm the whole year. And it's either wet or not wet season. Mm. What about in Mexico?
Oh, thank you for asking, Cristina. Yeah, in Mexico, we also have different weathers, and it depends the region. People might think that Mexico is always hot because maybe how it's portrayed in the media and in the U.S. movies. But it depends. In the south and the Caribbean, of course, it's hot. But then if you go more to the middle part, it's more forest. So then you have winter there, more cold. And then you have some desert kind of in the middle and in the north as well. So it's really relative. So it's in the country is big, not as big as Australia, but it's maybe diversity. It's bigger maybe than here. Yeah. What do you think, Glenda? What is El Salvador? You say it's dry and wet. Yeah.
It's just two seasons, very different. That in Australia, like in Melbourne, is cold, like in Tasmania. Then we have in Alice Springs or Darwin, that area is warm. And in Western Australia, there is a, how you call it? They call it the doctor's wind. So the weather is kind of maybe like Medellin, like you used to, you know, 21, 22. And of course, Queensland is warm most of the time. So thank you once again for joining us, and I hope you learn from us. Hasta luego. Adios. Ciao.